Hi everybody, welcome back. This is Dr. Hunt again, and we're still in the midst of how to develop a ministry board. And we're in phase four. We did phase three. Phase three was refinement. And one of the highlights from phase three was looking to see if there were any opportunities that became available that you might want to broaden your scope or you might want to pursue. And so that was a highlight from phase three. It's really looking at things and fine-tuning your organization, fine-tuning your ministry. So now we're in phase four. Phase four is stability. All right. Phase four. Okay. We had a little hiccup, but just stay with me. Phase four, board development phase four, stability. So what does stability mean? It means that one of your goals as a ministry, as a board, should be to have a sense that, you know, you're here to stay, that you understand who you are as an organization, that you are ready for even greater things. And so when you feel like you've reached that phase, you need to continue to assess where you are. In the slide that we have before us, it says, you know, we actually need to continue to evaluate. This is a form of continuous improvement, I should say. So you continue to evaluate the internal environment, the external environment. You look at your strengths and your weaknesses. This should be something that you do all the time, not just once a year, but you should be looking at how you're doing. You should be looking at your budget. You should be looking at a certain dashboard that talks about your performance, who you're serving, all those things to see how you might improve. Look at your policies. Look at your procedures and your processes, and use the strategic planning period as a tool to get better. And so if you have a strategic planning tool, you know, maybe you do it once a year, maybe you do it every 3 years, but you should always be going back to that tool and looking at those operational and board governance things that really affect where you are to make sure that you're not only sustaining where you are, but you're getting better. So the goal is to get better. The goal is to improve, not just to sustain. You are in the phase where you want your board, you want your ministry to perform at a high level. And the way you do it is that you make sure that you're constantly, continually in improving and that you're evaluating where you are. So evaluate the internal environment, you know, your capabilities, your strengths and your weaknesses, and also externally, you know, who are your competitors? What's going on in the economy? What's going on in other ministries? Are you in a place where everyone has a food pantry in one square mile area? Everyone has a food pantry. Do you need to diversify, do something else? So continue to look at those things as a board to make sure that you're not only sustaining, but you're performing at a high level. And that's something that really characterizes relationship, collaboration between the staff and the board, particularly the board chair and the CEO. So we're seeking stability, but we're also seeking further success. So that's board development phase four, stability. I hope this helped. I hope you got something out of it, and I hope to see you next time. We'll be going into the last phase, phase five, and I hope you'll join me for that segment. Until then, God bless you and God keep you until we meet again.